Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today, recording it from the car, and believe it or not, we're in the car together.
Yes, we are. We're sitting next to each other, which never happens.
No. We just went out to dinner. Brock is, I don't know, are you visiting? What are you doing?
I'm a nomad who's temporarily staying in this area.
And we're giving him a room to stay in. And so at dinner tonight, we were talking about the growth of someone we both know on Instagram who has 1 million followers. And they went to 1 million followers in like 11 months.
Something like that.
And so I said, do you know this guy's story? He's verified.
I don't even know if this person is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We won't mention his name. Right? We shouldn't mention his name?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
we don't need
matter.
To go there, but
doesn't
maybe
matter.
They can figure it out. But it's not.
So we're having a debate. We have a difference of opinion, so we thought we would just... I said, stop. Let's not argue this right now. Let's actually do this with you.
Yeah.
All right, so this gentleman was able to gain 1 million followers in 11 months, and Brock said, well, do you know how he did it? And I said, no, explain it to me. And so...
So, basically, I've been following this guy and checking in on him regularly because I thought his growth was insane. Because, obviously, I've been growing by a lot of followers, 1,000 followers a day. And because I'm doing it myself, I know what's gone into that. And I know the work, I know the amount of posting. And so, to see him growing faster
Which, by the way... When you say you're growing by 1,000 followers a day, that means you're actually having to get probably 2,000 followers.
It's net 1,200 a day. So what it actually is approximately 1,700 to 2,200 plus positive followers. And then I lose about 700 to 900 followers a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it averages out to about 1,000 a day. But yeah, no, it's actually 2,000 new a day. But that's 400,000... in about 8 months is my growth.
Which is insane, P.S.
Yeah, and it absolutely is, and I agree, and I'm surprised even that it's still maintained at this sustained level. But to see his growth be 2 to 3 times as much as mine,
uh-huh.
and yet to not see a lot of posts,
uh-huh.
to not really see...
You're yelling.
I'm sorry. To not see a lot of posts, like he doesn't follow the more you post, the more you grow strategy.
Doesn't.
Nope.
How often does he post?
Once a day. And he sometimes misses a day.
Okay.
And to not see any viral posts, that's the other thing. If he had a couple posts that reached 15 million people, I could totally see the amount of growth he's having. But his engagement is relatively low. It's not critically low, but it's pretty low.
It matches his number of followers, though. I mean, I looked.
I would say that he gets less engagement than I do.
And no, so he gets more than that.
I think it varies. There's some of his posts. Anyway, some of his posts are more, some of his posts are less.
Mm-hmm.
But with 1 million followers, I would expect you to never have a post
okay,
that's less engagement
than
me.
Okay, let's get to how...
Okay, anyways.
Wait. So, I
said... I just want to get the backstory.
How do you think he got there?
And I said, I know, because everything I was just saying, I kept an eye on him. And at one point, he posted a story and someone asked him, like, you know, what are your strategies? And he shared how one of his strategies was paying for people with big accounts,
okay.
celebrities from his country.
Literally celebrities or people with big followings?
I think the better way to say it would be people with big followings.
Okay.
Yeah, so just big accounts.
Okay.
Some of them probably were celebrities. To shout him out. And in this story that he posted answering this question, he claimed, that's just how it works in my country. That's the only real way to grow because we don't have the same algorithm as the USA. So in my country, you have to do this. And he kind of said, like, you know, that's what I had to do to grow this much.
Mm-hmm.
He now doesn't say that was ever a part of his strategy. And I even explicitly asked him, because this is a little funny side part of the story that you don't know, Mom.
Mm.
He actually DM'd me a few months ago asking
oh, really?
If I offer one-on-one coaching.
Shut
yeah.
the front
yeah.
door. Do you think he was doing that to just connect or?
No.
For reals?
He legit said, do you offer one-on-one coaching? And I said, no, like, I'm sorry, I don't offer one-on-one coaching. And he was like, oh, okay, like, I'm kind of looking to get some advice. No, he wasn't looking to connect. It was looking to get coaching.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny to me. And that was also kind of a red flag. Because if you're someone who's got, at that time, probably 700,000 followers, why are you... Like, not to say that you shouldn't try to be learning and growing, but, you know, just that was a little bit suspicious to me. But anyways, now he denies that he ever posted that story.
Wait, he denies that he denies the methodology that he used to grow?
Correct.
And you say he's denying that because how do you know he denies it?
Because I explicitly asked him.
Oh.
Because he DM'd me again recently, just probably to connect this time. And I said, hey, I have a question for you. How did you grow your following? I just started open-ending.
Sure.
And he said, you know, I post a lot and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, have you ever done any sort of paid promotion?
Okay, or so he went right out.
Yeah, I said, have you done any sort of paid promotion? He said, no, I have not. I said, have you ever bought any shout-outs or paid for any followers? He said, no, my following is 100% organic.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, yeah. Yeah.
Instagram is its own beast. It is so huge. It's like five platforms in one. How do we take a platform that changes almost every week and help people? The answer is we need to create a membership site. And that's exactly what we did. We created a club, a membership portal, a place for people like you who want to know just specifically about Instagram. Maybe you showed up on the platform a little after everybody else did, and you feel so behind the eight ball. Or maybe you love Instagram, it's your jam, but you just don't have the time to read the case studies and to constantly be figuring out how the algorithm is changing. Like, you literally need someone to do all of that research for you. You need a place where you can log in, you can type your query, and a tutorial that has been filmed within the last couple of weeks pops up that teaches you exactly how to do it. Brock and I will be going live inside the Insta Club Hub. This is a membership site that is going to blow your mind if you're trying to reach more people, the right kind of people, like real, live, targeted followers, the kind of people who want to do business with you, and you want to do that on Instagram. You want to take advantage of the Instagram algorithm. Insta Club Hub is for you, and you're going to be blown away. To learn more, go to instaclubhub.com. That's instaclubhub.com. And of course, there's a clickable link in our show notes to make it really simple for you. Well, that's interesting. So anyways, Brock was saying, let's just set aside the fact that the guy is not being honest about the fact that he paid for shoutouts, because that's kind of where this debate started. Because I said, I don't have a problem with people that pay for shout-outs. I don't think it's a great tactic today, but maybe up to 8 years ago, I don't personally see it as being that different from advertising. In fact, I think I was like one of the very first people that would recommend this to, when I started feature accounts, like themed accounts, niched accounts, there was an account, oh gosh, I can't think of the name of it. It was like an all-female workout page. It was something like Girls That Work Out or something. And this woman would reach out to me all the freaking time and say, like, you know, will you give me a shout out? Would you give me a shout out? I'll shout you out. And then we became friends and we started talking. P.S. This is one of the most famous fitness Instagrammers on Instagram today, her personal account. And this is now, I'm going back like 12 years ago. I don't even think I've told you the story.
No, I'm going to tell you the story. I'm like, ooh, what's the juicy
story? I'm going to tell you her name. And maybe I shouldn't tell your name. I don't know.
You can pause the recording and you can tell me your name.
Okay, so she was going back and forth and she's like, you know, asking me for advice. I am probably like 10 years older than her and in fitness. And she's like, and she sent me a video of her doing a workout. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how come you never feature your own workouts? Are you on your page? First of all, you're beautiful. You've got this incredibly inspirational physique. How come you don't feature your stuff? And she's like, well, I just don't want it to be about me. I'm just trying to use this to basically grow my account. And I'm trying to figure out a way to sell fitness programs and make some money from this account. And I said, well, you have such a huge following. It's basically advertising. Why don't you reach out to these other quote-unquote fitness pages and charge them a rate to shout out their accounts? And she's like, you think so? I'm like, well, I don't know. Why not? And so she started doing that. And in full disclosure, I paid her a couple of times for shout-outs for my account. You know, this is back when I was posting fitness stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, this is like 10, 12 years ago. And we just stayed in contact, but I didn't really watch her account or anything like that. But then it became the norm. Then everyone started paying, like advertising, like, hey, here's the rate. I will show your piece of content on my large fitness page. And if you pay this amount, it'll stay up on the page for X amount of time. There was no stories then, and it helped a lot of people grow back in the day. She started her own fitness account. Today, I'm going to show you her. She's been featured in every fitness magazine. Mm. She's like a major fitness influencer now, and we connected recently, and she was like, do you realize, like, you were the person who, like, told me I should sell that space? So my opinion is, it's like advertising dollars, because she had eyeballs, and they weren't fake followers. They were real, legitimate, targeted fitness followers who were interested in fitness. And so I didn't see that as being anything different than, you know, paying for advertising on Facebook. You disagree.
So I totally get what you're saying. And I think that there are some important, this is a spectrum. And I think there are some important distinctions to make.
Okay.
I think that we would agree that purchasing robot followers, that's a huge no-no,
stupid,
right? That's at
yes.
one end of the spectrum. Like, that's as bad as you can get, is buying literally fake accounts to follow you.
Yeah, it won't do anything good for you.
Absolutely. That's like the worst it can get. And I think what you were just describing that this woman was doing, and even what she was offering on her account, I think that's totally valid and totally fine. And I think that...
At a different time,
absolutely. And I think there's a few key distinctions. First of all, she wasn't secretive about it.
No.
Nor were the accounts probably that she was shouting out. They weren't secretive about, oh no, I teach Instagram growth and these followers are organic. Or, hey, I'm a fitness account and I've grown these followers because of my fitness knowledge.
I see.
They were authentic. And so I think that that's an important distinction is, first of all, are you admitting how you are growing? Are you admitting to your strategies?
Mm-hmm.
Also, he is in a position where he supposedly is an Instagram expert.
Back to the dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's an Instagram expert. And so how is he able to speak to his own credibility?
Yeah.
If a huge part of his growth is something that is kind of in a gray area and he's not even admitting to it.
Yeah.
So he's
because
not...
then. To me, what would be more authentic is, dude, then teach that.
Yeah, own up on it and teach it. Absolutely.
Teach it.
And here's my other problem, and here's probably the reason he isn't teaching it.
Yeah.
Is because he's not doing it in the way that you described, in that he's getting shout outs from other Instagram coaches.
Yeah.
He's not having you and I shout him out. He's having just any popular page, any celebrity. So it's not people who are interested in fitness following a fitness page, getting a shout out from another fitness page.
Yeah.
It's just people who are following someone because they follow an account with a million followers.
Yeah.
And that account was like, hey, go follow this guy. So they're not super engaged followers. And that's probably why he reached out to me for one-on-one coaching, is because
he wants to know how to do it organically.
Organically, or more importantly, he wants to actually learn how to turn these followers into customers. Because
mm-hmm.
he has all these followers now.
Oh, I want to see this course now.
Here's something that I noticed was really interesting. So he would update his bio regularly
mm-hmm.
as kind of a stamp of credibility. X number of followers in X number of months.
Yep, I saw it tonight.
But for the longest time, and I think at one point I checked it and it said like 800,000 followers in 5 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And below it, it said four-figure earner. And that's not to throw any shade. That's a decent amount of money. That's definitely something, like, I'm not saying that's not enough money or something, but that doesn't make sense. Those numbers don't add up. To have 800...
Wait, four figures?
Yeah, he said four-figure earner.
Maybe that's different based on the money currency in his country?
Maybe, but...
Because who says four-figure earner?
That's the other thing.
Come on.
Yeah, so I saw that, and then it updated to five-figure earner. But, like, there are plenty of business coaches.
I'm going to interview him.
Okay, you can do that. But, like, and I remember another time he launched something. He launched,
okay.
It was like a download or an ebook or something. It wasn't even a course.
Uh-huh.
It was something very small and very inexpensive. And he was posting his sales totals. Like,
okay.
He was being open about like how many customers he had.
All right.
And the numbers were really low,
ooh.
Which also speaks to the fact that you have a lot of followers, but if they're not engaged, if they're not targeted, if they're not niche, if
yeah.
they're not interested in what you're doing, they're not going to become customers.
Yeah. You know, I will say this. I did an episode a couple of weeks ago about fake gurus. You guys can check that out. It was with Jordan Harbinger. And there, so many of those people that I was thinking of when we recorded that episode, and Jordan and I kind of like conferred notes after we finished. If you go and look at their Instagram pages, for sure, they've paid
oh
for followers.
It's, yeah, there's so many.
They want the M.
Yeah.
And then, but if you look at their engagement, you're like, wait a second. And they're probably still even paying for likes.
Yeah.
But if you look at their comments, you're like, okay,
that's the biggest giveaway. That's the biggest giveaway for anyone listening. If you want to tell if someone who you follow or someone who you come across who calls himself an expert or a coach, if you want to tell if they're legit or not, if their followers are real, just read through their comments.
Yeah.
And that's another giveaway for me when I look at this guy's account is his comments are nothing but superficial love, great, superb,
great post,
heart emoji, beautiful, nice work, heart emoji. Like, there's nothing actually about the content. There's nothing, like, and
those people don't buy anything.
Yeah, because they're, again, they're either fake. Not real, mm-hmm. they're fake, or they're just people who are just commenting because they're commenting. Like, it's, mm-hmm. they're not going to become customers.
Yeah.
And so to circle back to our debate.
How many... We're talking about having a million followers on this episode. How many followers does it take to make $1 million?
$1 million from Instagram?
Not necessarily. In sales, like, you know.
Like to make $1 million in sales, but generated from Instagram.
Sure.
I would say the number is less than 10,000.
Yeah, I would too.
I know that there's the famous article about 1,000 true fans, and I think people might confuse that with 1,000 followers.
Yeah, which is different because 1,000 followers actually means 100 true fans.
Yeah, because a certain number of people are just, you know, not engaged or whatever.
Well, and also 500 of them are Instagram bots.
Yeah, yeah.
God, Instagram bots are just like so annoying.
Yeah, but I don't think you need more than 10,000 to make $1 million a year. I mean, you can do the math.
Yeah.
Just divide a million by 12 months in a year, X number of dollars per month, and then divide that by the number of followers you need. But
the key is how intimate is your relationship with your followers? Because you can have 100,000, you can have 1 million. But if it lacks true intimacy in the relationship, you're not going to make that money. It's not about the vanity metrics. It's not about the number of followers. It's about the true, real relationship. So don't worry about that, y'all. That would be the final note I'd like to leave people with is don't worry about the number of followers. Don't worry about the number of likes. Worry more about the true engagement and the intimate mm-hmm. relationship you're having with, you know what I mean? Like emotionally intimate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like they actually trust you.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't buy followers. And honestly, don't buy shout outs. Like just post more reels. You don't need to buy shout outs.
No.
Just post more reels, post better content, post more content, build those relationships. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that was fun to do together.
Yeah, that was.
All right. So do you want to close with your ending or my ending?
Well, my ending for Build Your Tribe is, and as always, happy networking. So mine's pretty easy.
My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. Bye.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. From Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.